Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Tainus has been dedicated by Mr. Aaron Zweig, Le'iloi Nishmas Reb Shimon ben Nechemya Halevi.
We're learning Meseches Tainus Daf Yud. We're going to start Daf Yud and Aleph, the first Mishnah on the Amud. The Mishnah here discussed the sugya of when are you shaylim b'gshamim? When do you say the same Talmud Levracha? When do we ask Hashem to send rain? The Mishnah brings the machlekes, if it's you start with Gimel b'mer cheshvin, or you start with Zayim mer cheshvin. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel, that you start Zayim mer cheshvin. And the reason the Mishnah gives is because it's 15 days after Sukkot, so that the one who lives furthest away in Eretz Yisrael will be able to get home before we start davening for rain, so the rain shouldn't stop him from getting home. Now, the Mishnah's reason would only seem to apply when there's Eilu Rigolim. The Mishnah would be mashmah that the real time to start davening for rain is right after Sukkot. Right after Sukkot already starts the Yemei Sukkot Sham, starts the season that we need rain. The reason why we wait another 15 days is to allow the last early regal to go home. It's for the benefit of the early regalim. What about this man is there after the Churban Bayis when there is no early regalim? So you could say that perhaps we should start the Shelis Geshamim right after Sukkot. There is a sugya early on Daf Dalam and Beis that indicates that way. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan holds that the starting of the same Talmud Levracha is right after Sukkot, and the Gemara is a kasha from this Mishnah, from the Psak of Rabbi Eliezer, that says that you start on Zayin Cheshvin, and the Gemara answers, Holon v'aluhu, that it depends if it's in Eretz Yisrael, or in Bavel, also in Eretz Yisrael, depends if it's Kodem Churban or Achar Churban. The Gemara there brings down one additional factor, that when they have peiros bedavra, when they have their peiros, their produce, outside in the fields after Sukkot, so then we wouldn't start davening for rain right away after Sukkot because it will ruin the produce that's left in the fields. But when you don't have peiros bedavra, when you don't have peiros outside in the fields, so then you could start davening for the rain right after Sukkot. So the Ritva over here indeed says that Bizman is there that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we don't have Eli Regolim, and we don't have Peri Bedavra, we do start the same Talamat Levracha, Alach HaLamaisa, right after Sukkot. However, the Rif only does not bring down the Gemara and Daftal and Mebeis at all, he only brings an hour Sugi of Zayin Mecheshvin, and the Rambam also in Elchus Tzvila, Perek Beis, Halachat HaZayin, also only brings down the Din of Zayin Mecheshvin, does not bring down any other day. The Ritva discusses that at length. The Ran says he discussed it in the Chedushim, which we don't have. The Lachamishnah and the Gayin say it Pashat Azach. They say that our Sugya is arguing on the Sugya of Dalal and Mabay, since our Sugya doesn't make any Chalukim, so our Sugya is Mashmet. The Din of Zayin Mecheshvin is across the board, whether the Beis HaMikdash is around or not, whether it's Peiri B'Dav or not. There are no Chalukim, and the Rambam and the Rif pass like our Sugya that you always start from Zayin Mecheshvin. And that's Takat Alach HaLamaisa, like in Shulchan Aruch, Arachayim Simen Kuf Yud Zayin, and that's how the Noyig in Eretz Yisrael to start the same Talamot Levracha from Zayin Cheshvin. Now, the Gemara says another thing. The Gemara says, Tanya Chananya Omer uvegoyla atshishim betkufa. That's in Eretz Yisrael. But in Goylin Bavel, you wait till 60 days after the Tkufa. That's a solar-based date. Tkufa are the seasons. It's complicated to figure out the Tkufa, but Halacha L'maisa, the way they have the calendar today, the 60 days after the Tkufa comes out, on most years December 4th, on some years December 5th, by Ma'ariv. The reason why Goyla is different than Eretz Yisrael, Rashi explains, because it's a swampy area, and it doesn't need rain so much. The Gemara before said that. The Gemara right before the Mishnah said, Asiru Bavel, the Chatz, the B'lay Mitra, Bavel is rich of harvest without rain, Amar Abayin, Akhtinan, Tavani, V'lay of Shani. It's swampy, it's not dry, and therefore, it doesn't need rain so early. Now, there's a machlekes rishonim, what's included in Bavel? Rashi says, V'chein onu naigim. We, Rashi, who lived in Germany, Western Europe, was also naig to start 60 days after the Tkufa. Shekol menageinu acha b'nei Bavel. Because all our menagim follow the menagim of the b'nei Bavel. And that's indeed the meaning that we do today. Anywhere out of Eretz Yisrael, we start from 60 days after the Tkufa, from December 4th and December 5th. But the Rashi has a kasha, Bishleima, when it's a question in halacha, when is a shail in halacha, let's say the Talmud Yushalmi says one way, and the Talmud Bavli says a different way, so we follow the Talmud Bavli, call him in again, go after the Bnei Bavel. Mashenkin here, it's not a question in halacha, it's a question in Metzias. It's not a question altogether. Bavel had a later time because they did not need rain earlier. No point of asking for rain when you don't need it. Mashaykein, in Western Europe, when we need the rain early, the Rosh asks, so why shouldn't we start davening for rain on Zayin Cheshvan like they do in Eretz Yisrael? There's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Western Europe, where the Rosh lived, where you also need rain from Zayin Cheshvan. And the Rosh there says that there was a, in Provencia, that was the minhag to start Zayin Cheshvan, and the Rosh says that that's correct in his eyes. There's a very interesting Tshuva Rosh in Simen Dalet Ayis Yud, where the Rosh discusses at length this Shaila, and he makes the same argument in the Tshuva that he does here in the Halachais, that why shouldn't we start from the time that we actually need rain? And he wants to pass in the way Halacha L'maisa, but he says that it was not accepted, that the Gedolim did not accept it, and he says that being that they didn't accept it, therefore he himself was not naig that way, he didn't want to be perish from the Tzibur. So this really is a psak halacha. Although the Rosh has a shtarka taina, that why should we follow the minhag of Bnei Bavel when it's not a shaila halacha, it's a question the Bnei Bavel had a reason for waiting to daven for the rain. They davened for the rain because they didn't need the rain. Hashem, we need the rain earlier, why should we daven earlier? But since the minhag was, like Rashi already says, the minhag from the times of Rashi, and perhaps earlier than Rashi, from the times that the Rishonim were there in Western Europe, even though they needed rain earlier, but they still did not change from the Geula of the 60 days after the Tkufa. So that remains a minhag even today. Anywhere out of Eretz Yisrael, we wait till 60 days after the Tkufa. But since there is the Svara of the Rosh, which is a good Svara, that we need the rain earlier, so the Ramah says that we don't have to, if someone does say the same Talamot Levracha after Zayin Cheshvan, before 60 days after the Tkufa, before December 4th, he does not repeat the Shemayin Esrei. In Bavel, actually, we don't need the rain, where the rain perhaps is even damaging then you'd even repeat the Shemayin Esrei if you daven for rain in the wrong time. Hashem came in places where they do need rain, in America, in Western Europe, where they do need rain after Zayin Cheshvan. It's only that we keep the minhag to follow the Bnei Gola, but b'di'evid, if someone did daven for rain, then he said for St. Talmud of Racha, he does not repeat the Shemayin Esrei. To answer the Rosh's Kasha, I saw that Rabbi Alexander Meisha Lapidus, who was a big gadol at the end of the 1800s, he says like this. He says the svara is that really Chazal wanted the entire Klai Yisrael to have one uniform date, even though some people need rain earlier, some people need rain later, but Chazal wanted the entire Klai Yisrael to have one uniform date. But the reason why they didn't, the reason why the Bnei Eitz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel had a different date is because they had a machlekes and a halacha between them. The Bnei Eitz Yisrael held that the date should be Kaveya B'Shnas HaLevana. Even though the actual season of the rains would make more sense to use the Shnas HaChama, to use the solar calendar, the Goyesha calendar, the Tkufa, but still, we always use the Shnas HaLevana, we always use the Yiddish calendar, the calendars of the months, and therefore, they decided the date has to follow, the Yiddish calendar has to follow an actual date in the lunar calendar. The Mei Bavel didn't hold that way. The Mei Bavel didn't make sense. It was a Shailan Halacha. The Mei Bavel held an Halacha, we have to follow a date in the solar calendar. So since the Mei Bavel couldn't use Eretz Yisrael's date anyway, because they held he should do the solar calendar, therefore they took the day which was appropriate for them, which was 60 days after the Tkufa, even though that's later, because that's when they needed rain. Really, they would have kept the same date. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael would have done like Bavel, or the Mei Bavel would have done like Eretz Yisrael. The reason why they didn't keep the same date was because of the machlokes to keep the lunar date or the solar date. Now, since we paskin like the Bnei Bavel, they should keep the solar date to keep the date of the Tkufa, therefore, the whole Klai Yisrael does like Bavel. If the difference Eretz Yisrael and Bavel was, because Bavel didn't need the rain, so therefore they made it later. Eretz Yisrael needed the rain earlier, so therefore they made it earlier. So then, Avada the Rosh is right. Avada, if another Medina does need rain earlier, they should do like Eretz Yisrael. But if he's saying the pshat was that both Bavel and Eretz Yisrael really wanted one date for the whole Klal Yisrael. The reason why they had different dates was because there was a machlokes l'halacha if you should have the solar date or lunar date. So therefore, we paskin you should have the solar date. So therefore, we keep one date for the whole Klal Yisrael, the Bavel date. That's Rabbi Alexander Meisha's teretz. Now, I'd like to now speak about a shaila, which the Paiskim speak about, even the earlier Paiskim, like we're learning, In Eretz Yisrael, we start from Zayin Cheshvan. In Chutz Laretz, the Psak goes with the Minig that we always start on December 4th. What happens if a Ben Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laretz after Zayin Cheshvan? Does he say the same Talmud Levracha, like the place where he came from? Or does he not, like the place where he is now? In the same Shaila, what happens if a Ben Chutz Laretz between Zayin Cheshvan and December 4th comes to Eretz Yisrael? Does he say the same Talmud Levracha like they do there? Or does he keep his minig where he comes from and not say the same Talmud Levracha? So this Shaila was already discussed by the Radvaz. The Pri Chadash and Siman Kuf Yud Zayin brings the Radvaz. The Radvaz is talking about someone from Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutz Laretz. And he says as follows. Someone who's from Eretz Yisrael who's in Chutz Laretz after Zayin Cheshvan and before December 4th. So if he has a wife and children in Eretz Yisrael, the Radvaz says, he would say the same Talmud Levracha, because even though he's in a place which does not need rain, or at least halachically does not need rain, but his wife and children are in a place where they need rain. So he has to daven for rain for his wife and children's sake. Also, he says, if he's planning on going back that year to Eretz Yisrael, so then he has to say the same Talmud Levracha, because even though he's now in a place which doesn't need rain, but he needs that there should be rain in Eretz Yisrael for his own sustenance, he's going to be back in Eretz Yisrael this year. But if he's not planning going back this year, and he does not have a wife and children there, then he does not say the same Talmud Levracha, because he doesn't need rain. He's in a place which doesn't need rain. He doesn't have any family in a place that needs rain, and he's not going to be back to that place. The Bri Chadash agrees partially. He says if he himself is going to be back in Eretz Yisrael this year, then he should say the same Talmud Levracha, because he personally needs the rain. But if he himself does not need the rain, he's not going to be back this year, he's going to be in Chutz Laretz the entire year, so then even if he left his wife and children in Eretz Yisrael, but he does not say the same Talmud Levracha. In order to say the same Talmud Levracha, it has to be you personally need rain. You do not say the same Talmud Levracha if you're in a place and you yourself do not need rain, even though your wife and children are in a place where that place does need rain. That's the Pri Chadash's Hechra, and that's what the Pri Megadah brings down. The Birkei Yosef brings down Paiskim that hold that it doesn't matter where your wife and children are, whether you're going to be back. You do the minig where you are at that time. If someone in Eretz Yisrael is in Chutz Laretz, he does not say the same Talmud Levracha after Zayin Cheshvan, even though he has a wife and children there, even though he's planning on going back, you do where you are at the time. Similarly, if someone from Chutz Laretz is in Eretz Yisrael, even though he's planning on going back, he does say the same Talmud Levracha after Zayin Cheshvan. That's the psak of the Birkei Yosef, and he brings Kama Peskim that say that. The Mishnah Berurah, when he brings it down, is Mesupik, if he means even when you're not planning on going back, but he says to look in the Dvar Shmuel and the Yad Arayin and see what they say, because that's the Makar. Apparently the Chavetz Chaim didn't have these Svarim. We have these Svarim today, and the Svarim clearly say, even when he's planning on going back, it doesn't matter. He says the minig of where he is at the time. So, l'sikum, the shittas we have till now. If a Ben Eretz Yisrael that's in Chutz Laretz, according to the Birkei Yosef, he will always not say the same Talmud to Levracha. But according to the Pri Chadash, if he's planning going back, he does say the same Talmud Levracha. And according to the Radvaz, even if he's not planning going back, if his wife and children are there, he would say the same Talmud Levracha for them. The one case the Birkei Yosef agrees that you say the same Talmud Levracha is if he had already started saying the same Talmud Levracha in Eretz Yisrael. If he was in Eretz Yisrael at Zayin Cheshvan and already started in his tefillah saying the same Talmud Levracha, and then he takes a trip to America, once he started saying the same Talmud Levracha, he continues, even though in the place he is now, they do not say the same Talmud Levracha. That's what the Birkei Yosef says. That seems everyone agrees. So again, if he started saying the same Talmud Levracha in Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that he continues. If he didn't start saying the same Talmud Levracha, and he's not planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael, and he doesn't have a wife and children in Eretz Yisrael, everyone agrees that he does not start saying the same Talmud Levracha in Chutz Laretz. What's the machlokes? When he did not start saying the same Talmud Levracha in Eretz Yisrael, and he's now in America, but he's planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael that year, where there the Pri Chadash holds you do say, and the Radvaz holds even if he's not, but if his wife and children are there, then you say. It's not clear how to be machriya l'alacha. The Mishnah Berurah is not machriya. The Gris Meisha says a very interesting achra. The Gris Meisha says that he holds that since Really, like we said, the Rosh had a big kasha. The Rosh held that since in America you do need rain after Zayin Cheshvan, it's important for rain to go there. So he doesn't understand why we don't daven for rain just like in Eretz Yisrael. Why do we follow Bnei Bavel? The Bavel is different. They're a swampy land. They don't need rain until 60 days after Tkufa, until December 4th. But we do need rain earlier. So Enochinami, the minig is we don't do that. The minig is that they waited till 60 days after the Tkufa. But the Rama says, b'di'evid, because the Rosh is a good svara, we do not repeat the Shemayin Eshrei if someone said v'sein talmud l'vracha. So Rav Meisha says, since the svara really is like the Rosh, it's just the minig tells you not to follow the Rosh. So in a case where someone comes from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz, then there's no clear minig. So there, we'd be machriya, as long as there's a shita that says that you say v'sein talmud l'vracha, will it be machriya like that shita? So as long as he has wife and children in Eretz Yisrael, or planning on going back that year, so there is one shita that way, even though there's another shita, the Birkei Yosef, who brings Kama Paiskim and says you do not say v'sein talmud l'vracha, but heyais, you anyway have the Rosh, which says that everyone should be saying v'sein talmud l'vracha, because in America also you need rain. So that's enough to tip the scales and say that he should say v'sein talmud l'vracha, because we have no minik to say that he doesn't. That's Rav Meisha's Svara Nigris Meisha. However, if he's in a place which actually does not need rain, like let's say he happened to be in Bavel, or in a swampy land which doesn't need rain, so then Rav Meisha says he should follow the Pri Chadash, because that's what the Pri Megadim brings, and it's totally if he himself is planning on going back to Eretz Yisrael that year or not. Following Rav Meisha's logic, it would seem that somebody from America that's in Eretz Yisrael after Zayin Cheshvan would say the same Talamot Levrach in Eretz Yisrael no matter what. Because since there are Shittas that hold, that like the Birkei Yosef, that you say the same Talamot Levrach in Eretz Yisrael either way, and there's no clear minig for someone from America in Eretz Yisrael, like Rav Meisha says, so then you'd use again the Rosh to tip the scales and say that you would say the same Talamot Levrach. That's how it seemed to me, following Rav Meisha's logic for the Ben Eretz Yisrael that comes to Chutz Laretz. However, there's a shaila in the Paiskim, in the Haitik of Paiskim, exactly what to do. Everyone should ask their own Rav. Many Paiskim simply advise you to say v'sein talmud l'vracha by Shemaya Tefillah. That takes care of the problem either way. If you have to say v'sein talmud l'vracha, then you yaitzu with Shemaya Tefillah. And if you do not have to say v'sein talmud l'vracha, then you're not mafsid Yishmeina Eshrei by saying it in Shemaya Tefillah. So that seems to be the yaitzu what to do when there's a suffix. Now, the discussion that we had about when to start saying v'sein talmud l'vracha if you're in Chutz Laretz, but your Medina happens to need rain beforehand, before Bavel, where there, like we said, the Paiskim seem to sympathize with the Rosh's taina, that since you, l'maisa, need rain, why shouldn't you say v'sein talmud l'vracha? But the minig, they say, l'maisa is not that way, and that's why b'di'evid, if you say v'sein talmud l'vracha, you don't go over Shemoneh Esrei. The Rosh also discusses Lagabe continuing saying the same Talmud Levracha after Pesach. And there it's not as Pashit. It's a very interesting Chuvas Rosh. He discusses the actual case, the actual year that it happened. It was the year 5073 to the Bria Salem, which is 1313, where there was a terrible, terrible drought in Spain, where the Rosh was, and the Rosh really wanted that they should continue davening for the rain even after Pesach, because the rain was very, very necessary, even though it was after Pesach already, but the way the climate was there, the way the agriculture was there, the rain was necessary after Pesach as well. But the Rosh has a long discussion, including that when he passed the Provincia, and they told him that they do start V'sein Talmud L'vracha from Zayin Cheshvan, he asked them, but when do you stop? They told him they stop by Pesach. He says, but don't you need rain after Pesach? And they said they do, but they were not able to fear ayin that they should continue saying the same Talmud Levracha after Pesach. And the Rosh also wanted to be manig to say the same Talmud Levracha after Pesach as well in the Medinas that do need the rain after Pesach, and he wasn't able to. And he writes at the end that since they were not makabel his words, even though he felt that Lalacha was that way, he himself decided to continue saying it the way that Tziba says it, and not to make a good ayis. But it seems that these two shilas aren't necessarily totally habaha. There's a big difference. In regard to starting with Saint Talmud Levracha, the Mishnah really says to save the Saint Talmud Levracha from Zayin Cheshvan. The Gemara says in Goyle we start from the Tkufa from 60 days after the Tkufa. So there, you could easily learn pshat. The reason why in Goyle they started 60 days after Tkufa is because, like we said, they didn't need the rain. It was a swampy land. It was Tavani. And it was swampy, and therefore they started then. So in any place where it does need the rain before 60 days after Tkufa, they should go like Eretz Yisrael and start saying the same Talmud Levracha from Zayin Cheshvan. But in regard to stopping, there, the Gemara never discusses any chalukim about stopping. The Gemara says, stop, you stop on Pesach, and that's it. So to go now and say that the Gemara was only saying it because they didn't need rain after Pesach, and in places where you do need rain after Pesach, you should continue saying with Saint Talmud Levracha, that's a much bigger chiddush. And the Rambam, if you put together the Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam with the Rambam and Yad, would seem to hold of this chiluk, that it's only in regard to starting with Saint Talmud Levracha before the 60 days after the Tkufa, that really depends whether your Medina needs rain or not. Masha'en Kain, in regard to stopping after Pesach, you have to stop after Pesach no matter what. Even if your Medina needs rain, you still have to stop after Pesach. Because the Pirish Mishnayis LaRambam says, like we quoted before, that any place that needs rain, it's totally when they need rain. And the time that they start needing rain, that is the same din of Zayin Cheshvan has in Eretz Yisrael. So that would sound, each Medina depends on that Medina. Like the Rush. Shengin, the Rambam in Yad, he says like this. He says, and in Eretz Yisrael, they start davening for rain on Zayin Cheshvan. He says, in the places close to Eretz Yisrael, like Mitzrayim and Bavel, they start 60 days after the Tkufa. And then he says, M'kayim l'shein tzricha l'gashamim m'mais ha'chama, k'ngoyin i'ha yomar ha'chaykim, sh'el l'bsa g'shamim b'eich shein tzricha l'hem b'shamei ha'tfila. Places that need rain in the m'mais ha'chama in the summer months, like the far-out islands, they daven for rain in the time that they need it in Shemei Tefillah, not in the Bracha Berchas Hashanah. So the Rosh is bothered. What's the pshat in Pirish Mishnayis? The Rambam says that whenever you need rain, that's Zayin Cheshvan for you. And here in Yani says that the places that need the rain be Mei Sechama, they have to say it in Shemei Tefillah. So the Rosh says there's a difference between a whole Medina or a city. And Iyayam means a city. It doesn't mean an entire Medina. And that difference really is brought in the Gemara Daf Yudal Amud Beis. Perhaps we'll discuss it there. That there we're talking about the Anshei Ninveh that needed rain, and since they were only a city, they said a Kishmei Tefillah Ki Yechidim Damu. So the Rosh learns up in the Rambam that even B'mei Sachama, even in the summer months, if an entire Medina needs rain, then they daven it in Berchas Hashanah, and they say the same Talmud Devarach in Berchas Hashanah. Masha'en Kain, if it's only a city, if it's only a small place, EAM, an island, so then the Kichidim Dami, then they have to say the same Talamot Levrach and Shemei Tefillah. But the Kesef Mishnah doesn't learn the Ram that way. The Kesef Mishnah learns around like the Chiluk we made, that when you're talking about B'mei Sekeshamim, in the times between Sukkot and Pesach and B'mei Sekeshamim, so there the entire B'mei Sekeshamim and Eretz Yisrael we daven for rain. From Zayin Cheshvan until Pesach we daven for rain. So each Medina, whenever they need rain, B'mei Sekeshamim, they daven for rain in Berchas Hashanim. But B'mei Sachama, that's a different thing. B'mei Sachama, even though your Medina happens to need rain, B'mei Sachama, but since they don't daven for rain in Eretz Yisrael, B'mei Sachama altogether, there's no takana to daven for rain, B'mei Sachama, even if you happen to need it in Berchas Hashanim. There, you have to daven dafkin Shemei Tefillah. Now, this makes a big difference, Linyan B'di'evid. Because, like we said, the Psak of the Pesach, Linyan B'di'evid, if someone continued saying the same Talmud Levracha after Zayin Cheshvan, started saying the same Talmud Levracha after Zayin Cheshvan, so B'di'evid, he doesn't go over the Tefillah. He doesn't have to repeat the Shemayna Esrei, because B'di'evid, we pass him like the Rosh, that since we need rain earlier, we could say the same Talmud Levracha earlier. But in regard to continue saying the same Talmud Levracha after Pesach in a Medina which still needs rain after Pesach, which could be America's that type of Medina. I think we still need rain after Pesach also. If it wouldn't rain, the entire summer would be a big drought, it would be big problems. In regard to that, there is actually a Machlekes HaPeskim. The Ramah seems to say, even in regard to that, B'di'evid, you could be Saimach on the Rosh, and B'di'evid, if you ask for rain B'berchas Hashanim in a Medina, which that Medina does need rain B'berchas Hashanim, so B'di'evid, you don't go over the Shemoneh Esrei, right? But the B'alacha brings down that Kama Achreinim, the Derech HaChayim and the Chayi Adam, hold that's only when there's an actual drought. when there's a drought, even though it's Yimei Sechama, but you really talk and need rain, so then, b'di'evit, if you said it in Berachas Hashanim, don't repeat the Shemana Esrei. But if there's no drought, and it's Yimei Sechama, then you mechuyiv mi ikra din to repeat the Shemana Esrei. And that's how the Bialacha Paskins, they are mechuyiv to repeat the Shemana Esrei. He says you should make a t'nai, that if you didn't have to, like the other Paskins, should be in Nadava, but you are mechuyiv to repeat the Shemana Esrei with the t'nai of Nadava, Yimei Sechama. Now, you have a very interesting Shaila, which already was discussed hundreds of years ago. What about south of the equator? It was already discussed from Brazil. They sent the Shaila to the Marachash, to the Teres Chaim, who was on the Dar after the Beis Yosef. They sent him the Shaila in Brazil. What did they do? When did they say the Saint Talmud Levracha? South of the equator, so the winter is the summer and the summer is the winter. So when do you say the Saint Talmud Levracha? And the same Shaila in Australia, and the Shaila even the Gaila Meister today, the Eden that live in the southern hemisphere, when do they say the Saint Talmud Levracha? So the Marachash Paskin, that they don't say the Saint Talmud Levracha neither the summer nor the winter. They don't say it during the winter because they don't need rain during the winter. And he says, Fakert, the rain is mazik. The Rambam and Pirush Mishnayos said a line, you can't daven for rain if you don't want rain. It's the most stupidest thing in the world, the Rambam says in Pirush Mishnayos. You can't daven for rain when rain is mazik. So he said that to daven for rain in their summer months, in our winter months, that you can't do because rain is no good then. That's the summer for them. And to daven for rain in what's our summer months, after Pesach to Sukkot, which is their winter, that you can't do because, like he's learning Pshat in the Rambam, the whole takana of the Saint Talmud to Brich Shana was dafka from Sukkot to Pesach. After Pesach, there's no such takana, even if you need rain. So he paskin, they don't say the Saint Talmud Levrach an entire year, just in the times where they actually need rain, they should say it in Shemei Tefillah. But otherwise, they don't say it at all. But a couple of hundred years later, there were tshuvas written in the Sefer Beis Avram, that he wrote tshuvas, he got tshuvas from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan at the end of the 19th century and also from Rabbi Shmuel Salant from Yerushalayim. He was in Australia and he told them that the psak of the Marachash was based on the fact that rain is no good in what's there the summer, what's for us the winter, between Sukkot and Pesach. The rain is mazik then. But it's not true, he says. In Australia, it's not true. They need rain the whole year. Rain is excellent for them the whole year. They need rain in the summer also. Even though it's a summer for them, December, January, February, they need rain even in the summer, even in the hot summer months. Okay, if they wouldn't have rain the whole summer, it would be very bad. So because of that mitzias, the Gedolim Paskin, that they should say the same Talamat Levracha Berachas Hashanim, in even though it's Yimei Sechama for them, even though it's the summer months for them, but it is between Sukkot and Pesach, it is the time where people daven for rain in the entire world, in Eretz Yisrael, and in the whole northern hemisphere, and they also need rain, so there's no reason why they shouldn't say the same Talamat Levracha, starting from December 4th and 5th, like the Bnei Gaila. But Bimei Sechama, even though they also need rain then, but there's no takana to say the same Talmud of Racha, Bimei Sechama, so therefore they do not say the same Talmud of Racha, Al Kapanim, and Berach Sashanim, in after Pesach, and if they need rain, they should daven there in Shemei Tefillah. These are the tshuvas from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and Rabbi Shmuel Salant to the Beis Avram, but there's still the Shaila continued on, and even contemporary Paiskim discussed by Richas what exactly they should do in the Southern Hemisphere. And now let's go right in the sugya. The next Mishnah discusses the dinim, what happens if it doesn't rain. The dinim of Tanesim, that Chazal and Masakin, that Bezin should be geyser when it doesn't rain. The Mishnah starts, like we said, the Shoyel and Geshomim is Zayin Cheshvin, 10 days later, Yud Zayin Cheshvin, if it still didn't rain, the Yechidim HaMesanim, the Yechidim HaTamidei Chachamim, and the Mesanah 3 Taniyos, Monday, Thursday, and Monday, like the Gemara has a whole discussion, if other people also could be Mesanah, could they make themselves like Talmidei Chachamim? And then the Mishnah talks about when it comes Rosh Chodesh Kislev, then Bezin already is geizer three taniyos on the entire tzibur, but say the first taniyos of the Talmidei Chachamim and say the second taniyos of the Bezin being geizer on the whole tzibur, there you don't have the chaymer of the tainis tzibur. They don't have to stop me by yoyim. You don't have all the five inuyim. It's just an isser achila and shsiya. And it's just during the day, it's not the night before. In the next Mishnah, later on in the Perek, it discusses afterwards the Avru El of Leinena, the 13 Tanias, and they have the Chaimer of a Tainas Sibat, Yistam Beidyayim, and all the Inuyim are Aser. Now, the Brais on Amid Beis, the Gemara brings the Brais at Taner Abanan. Mishu Misana al Atzara, someone who's fasting on Atzara, Va'avra, and then the Tzara passes. Al Achayil, if he's fasting because of a sick person, then he should get better, Venisrape, and he gets healed. Hareza Misana Umashlam. He has to still continue the Tainus and finish the Tainus, even though there's no more Tzara, the Chayla got healed already. Now, the Rishayim will ask a Kasha from the Mishnah in the third Perek and the Afyutes, later in the Afyutes, where the Mishnah says, Hayim Misana V'yodlem Geshamim. If, let's say, it's Misana and the rain came, the Gemara is a Machlekes there, but we paskin Kaidim Chatzayis Lo Yashlimu L'Acha Chatzayis Yashlimu. That if it rains before Chatzais, then they don't finish the Tainus. If it rains after Chatzais, once Rave of the day, they were Tainus. So since it was Rave Ayim B'Kedusha, you finish the Tainus. So Yishayinim asked the Kasha, how come here the Gemara says that if someone's Misana al Atzara v'Avra, al Achayla v'Nisrape, even though it's Avra the Tzara, it's Nisrape, the Chayli still has to finish the Tainus, Hareza Misana u'Mashlim. And there it's Tali, if it's before Chatzais. So then he doesn't have to be Mashlim, only after Chatzais he has to be Mashlim. That's the Rishayim's Kasha on the Sugya. So the Kama Mahalcha, Eshtin's, the Mordechai brings from the Rav Yom, the Beis Yosef brings it down, that this Taka no Chilik, it's a Shtikl Deichik in the Gemara here, but this Gemara goes like the Mandi, goes that with the same gather as by the Mishnah there, that is one Mandi Yom, it's Tali on Netzachama, if it's before Netzachama, you're not Misana, and if it's after Netzachana, you're Misana Mashlim. And we paskin before Chatzais and after Chatzais. So within here, the Brais will be talking about after Chatzais, and a Chanami before Chatzais would be the same din. So according to them, there's no chilik at all. You have to be making a kimta here that we're talking about after Chatzais. Rav Yishayim don't hold to this teretz. The teretz that Rav Yishayim give is that there's a chilik between a tzibur and a yachid. Here we're talking about a yachid, Misha Misana, sounds like a yachid who's being Misana. It's not a yachid that makes up that he's going to be Misana, makes a nedel asanis on a personal tzara, on a personal chayla. He has a din that even if it's over the tzara, it's a shrampi, the chayla, he has to be mashlim the tiniest that he was makabo. Hashenk in the Mishnah lays, so I'm at a tzibur, the old tzibur is Misana, it's a gzeir, a tiniest on the tzibur, the tzibur is Misana, so then it's totally before chatzais and not mashlim, after chatzais and mashlim. Kami Rishayim say this teretz. The Rambam is Mashmis teretz. A lot of Rishayim learn in the Rambam. The Ritvar brings it from the Ramban, and the Ritvar holds that way in the Ran, and the Meiri, and the Rush. This is the Psak Halach in the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch also. But you have also the Asagas Haraivan on the Rambam, in Ilchus Tainis. He says the Chilak is which Tzara it is. Agamar is talking about it says a Tzara or a Chayla, which is not Kishaman. We're talking about Stam a different Tzara. Any tzara, you do have to be mashlim the tainus. Mashegim, when we're discussing geshamim, when the issue is geshamim, then you don't have to be mashlim. What's the svara lechalik between geshamim and other tzaras? So the Ravid says, because geshamim, the entire tzara is l'shaita, it's only for the time of the geshamim. Once it rains, that's it. The tzara is completely over. You're puttering gansim from the tzara of geshamim. Shankin, other tzaras, you need kaseda de ketfilis, you need kaseda de ketfilis that it shouldn't come, the mashal refuah. By refuah, even if he's better now, but he might get sick again, he gets sick any second. By gesham, once you have the gesham, you have all the gesham you need. You don't want more gesham. Rave gesham is no good for the tefuah. So maybe you're finished. Mashankin, let's say refuah, so you still have to be mispelled, they should stay alive. And who would an other tzaras, by this other tzaras also he's naming on, that there's still shayach, it's still negaya, the Indian of other tzaras, even after the tzara was over. But ka'amah, that's the Ravid's chiluk, the chiluk in geshamim and all tzaras. But the other Rishayim, Ravid Rishayim, and this is how we pass, and this is the Torah in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, that Ravid Rishayim, all the chiluk is tzibur and yachid. What's a svar l'chalt in tzibur and yachid? So the emes is, three svaras were given, the Chaltin Tzibur and Yachid. The Rishayim of Eifenart, the Ritva B'Shem, the Ramban, and the Ran, and the Meiri, they say the Chilik that a Tzibur not Matriach, Tirchit the Tzibur. By Yachid, you Matriach, a Tzibur not Matriach. So, Mela, by Yachid, he has to continue fasting, a Tzibur not. That's how Rav Rishayim here say the Pshat. The Magen Mishnah is Meisef a Svar, different Svar, that by Tzibur you say, Leiv Bezdin Masna Leim. It seems that the pshat is, even though when they made the fast, they didn't say klod, it is a tanai, they're only going to fast if they're not nana, but if they're nana before, if the rains come, they're not going to fast. But lev ez emas na lein. I have a svara by a tzibur that they don't have to make the tanai befeirish. The lev bezin is masna and says it is a tanai, inserts a tanai in the fast. It's only fasting if the rain doesn't come. Shankini yachid, zaktamagam mishna, dvarim shablai veinim dvarim. Even though we could understand and realize that it probably only meant to make the fast because he needed the Yeshua. Once he has Yeshua, he doesn't need the fast anymore. But dvarim shablai veinim dvarim, dvarim shablai veinim dvarim, didn't mention the tanai, so male tanai is not chal. So these are already two chilukim. Again, the Rishayim schilik is because tzibur were not matriach, chayachid were matriach, and the magamish is schilik tzibur, you have leiv bezdin masna, and the yachid, you don't say leiv, there's no tanai, because dvarim shablei veinim dvar. The Rosh says another chilik. The Rosh says that by tzibur, when the rain comes, they have a din to be sameach, they have a din to say halal, it means halal agadol, like it says later in the Masech, in the third parak. So about to have a chiv to lahalul lahaydis mitach simcha, so male, they can't be fasting. If they're fasting, they don't have a keres malaya, they're starving. Male, they're not going to be able to do the richtig a simcha, richtig a halav vayadah the way they're supposed to. But a yachid, he doesn't have a din simcha when he's nana. Male, he has to fast. Not state in the rush. Well, as he come to sheet this, the Rishayim's kash is, how come here it says that a yachid who's misbalah for tzara for arva, chaylev and esrape, he still has to fast? And the Gemara in Daf Yotes says that when they're being mispalim for Geshamim, v'yardu Geshamim, if it's before Chatzos, they don't have to fast, only after Chatzos they do. We have five Terutzim. Baruch Hay holds is no Kasha, here also means after Chatzos. That's one pshat. The Ravid holds is a chilah between Geshamim, which is a complete Yeshua, and other Tzaris, where you still have to mispalim for the Tzar, but there's no chilah Yachid and Tzibur. And then you have Rav Rishayna make a chiluk yachin and tzibur, but the three pshat and what the chiluk yachin and tzibur is. Either because tzibur is tircha the tzibur, we're not matshiach the tzibur, or because tzibur you have levez and masna that they only wanted the tainus if the gesham don't come, mashenkin by yachid, he wasn't masna, you say dvarim shmalev einim dvarim. Or you have the pshat of the Rosh that by a tzibur and mechuyiv to misameach, so male, that's where they could eat mashenkin a yachid. What I see from here is, Mimaitzei Advarim, is that there are four different reasons in these Rishayim Gufa why a Yachid is Mechuyiv to fast even though the Yeshua came. See in the Rishayim four reasons. The Magid Mishnah I see a Svara of Dvarim Shmalei Veinim Dvarim. In the Magid Mishnah I see a Svara because that's not part of his Tanai. That's not that was Gufa part of his Neder. There was no Tanai. He didn't make his Neder conditional. It doesn't matter if he has no more reason to fast. Itaka doesn't have any more reason to fast. But he never made it Tanai. Dvarim Shablei Veinim Dvarim. So that's one reason why the Yachid still has to fast. Because Dvarim Shablei Veinim Dvarim, that is what his Neder is. You can't go against your Neder. It's Layachal Dvarim. Even though you don't need it anymore. Rashi Eifanart says a different thing. Rashi Eifanart says that the reason why he has to fast is, he says, Misanu Mashlam, Vimlav, Nirikam Masnim Koineim Tavir Sanu Vimlav Layasana. Because if he doesn't fast, even when the Tzara goes, it sounds like he's being Masnim Koineim. It's too much Al Manas Lakabu Pras. It's too much like you're saying, if you're going to answer me, I'm only fasting because I need you to answer me. Once you answer me, you say, I don't have to fast anymore. No, if you're fasting is tshuva, it's tefillah. It's being close to Hashem, even though the Tzara was ma'ur you to fast, and that's why you're fasting to get rid of the Tzara. But the Pshat is, once you agree to fast, you have to fast B'lishem Tanam. So Rashi's not saying, because Dvarim Shablai Veinim Dvarim, which will be mashman at Be'etzim, it would be. He doesn't have to fast anymore. There is no reason for him to fast. Navas, he never made it tonight, and now he's mechuyiv to keep his neder. Rashi's mashma different vart, that Be'etzim, if you made up to fast, it's not richtig to now go and not fast. You made up to fast for the tzara, so even though you don't have the tzara, you should continue fasting. So it shouldn't look like ke'ilu that you're making tnom with the Eivishta, that you're making deals with the Eivishta. No, you decided to fast. It's a good desach. It's a good thing. You're being mispal. You're being doing tshuva. You're being close to Hashem. You're going to do that mimanav shach. So lefi Rashi, there's no makom to say by tzibur is different because leiv bezdin masna. The whole reason why he has to fast is not because Dvarim Shablei Veinim Dvarim, because he happened not to have made it tonight. The reason why Yochanan has to fast is Chazal B'Dafka wanted him to fast. Chazal B'davka didn't want that just because the Tzoyer wasn't there, you shouldn't fast. You made up to fast. It shouldn't look like you're making deals with the Eivishta. So Lefi the Rashi, L'chay, you're going to have to say the other two Taimim of the Rishayim, either the time of the Rishayim, the Batsibi, not Matriach. In other words, Batsim wouldn't be good for them to fast. But at Tziba, we only make them fast when there's an emergency, when we need it, to go and be Mavata L'Gzeirah. Now, Shenke, now you don't have the Gzeirah, even though it sounds like an Aizah, that you should fast and not be look like Ilu, you're making a deal with Eivishta, but at Tziba, we're not Matriach for such a thing. Or the Rosh is Tam, that by Tziba, we're about to have now a Chiv of a Karas Atayv of Simcha, Vaidah, Hal, and Aidah on the rain, Simimela, on the Yeshua, Simimela, I'll say they shouldn't fast. That's a cheshbon for the tzibur. These svaris, the chayr wouldn't be so shaykh if it was part of the neder. If it was a chaylik of the neder to fast, so the chayr wouldn't be shaykh these svaris just because you're not matriach on a tzibur because of the chi of halavedah. What happened to the neder? Now the pshat is that mustam and the pshat is there is no neder to fast. The neder avad is conditional. Even by yachar would be conditional. Now by yachar, Chazal wanted you to fast anyway. So it shouldn't look like you're banging deals with the Eibishter, like Rashi says. It seemed that a reason why not, either because the tzibi can't be matriach, or because the tzibi is a chi of halavayidah. So we have already two reasons why Yachid has to fast. We have the Magen Mishnah's reason, advarim shblei venim dvarim. And we have Rashi's reason, because shlayinir kamasnim kaina. It shouldn't look like you're making deals with Hashem. But we have another two reasons. We have the Raifid's reason. The Raifid says the reason why he has to fast is because the tzar wasn't erup yet. The tzar is not off. You don't consider the tzar being off. Enechanami, by Geshamim, where there is no tzar anymore, you don't have to fast. Not a yachid, not a tzibur. But we're talking about tzaris, where you still have to fast, like a chayil of an israpi, there's still a kedai to fast, so you shouldn't get sick again. Ukadayma. So that's another svar. The Ravid is a third svar why the yachid has to fast. We have the Magen Mishnah svar, because he didn't make a tonight, dvarim shalev in dvarim. We have Rashi's svar, so it should be look like he's making deals with Hashem. We have the Ravid svar, because the tzar is not off. There still is a tzar, even though you don't see the tzar anymore. It's not a pressing tzar, but it still exists. And a chinami, when there's no tzar anymore, like by Geshamim, so you don't fast anymore. So that's the chayr third time in the Gemara why the Yachid fasts. And the Mordechai, B'shem the Rav Yah, that says that the chilik is between, that there's no chilik, that this Gemara means like that Gemara, and means that we're talking about he was then after Chatzais, so that's another time, because Reva Yom B'Kedusha, like the time over there, once it's Yetzir Reiv Yom B'Kedusha, it's Kedai to finish the fast. Bashit, you already did Reiv Yom of the Tainus. You have to finish the Tainus because you have the Tainus already. You might as well finish it. Same svar, why the Tzibur after Chatzais finishes the Tainus. Now, it comes out in Afka Mina La'alocha between the various Taimim and Shittas that we're discussing. One of the Chayil is not Nisrabi. One of the Chayil is Mace. By a Yachid, Rashi says, even if the Chayil is a Mace, he continues fasting. Even if the chayil is mace, because Rashi's svar, it doesn't matter if he's nisrap or mace. The gevart is, it shouldn't look like the tainus is a direct correlation. You're only fasting to get what you want. No, once you're fasting lishma. There's an element of lishma in your fasting, which is not negay whether you'll get what you want or not. So that svar, of course, also applies to mace. And that's what the Rashi also says, in Kama Paiskin, that by mace is also the same din. Now that's by yachid. The question is by tzibur. What's the din by tzibur that we said? By tzibur, they don't have to be misanim, like Rav Yishayim and this is Psak Halacha, that by tzibur, if they were answered, if the tzar is gone before the misanah, they do not have to be misanah. What's the halacha fakert that let's say the tzibur is misanah on a chayla, and the chayla died before the tainus? Do they have to be misanah? So there, the Magen Avraham says in Siman Tovkav Samech Tes that it depends. If you go with the shita of the Rishayim, that it's Sibi not Matriach, or the shita of the Magid Mishnah, that you say Lev Vez the Masna, so it wouldn't make any difference. It wouldn't make a difference if the Chayla was Nisrape, or the Chayla was, or died, or any other Tzara. It wouldn't make a difference if the Tzara went off and those are the Tzara they got saved from the Tzara, or Fakert, if let's say Chalila, they didn't get saved from the Tzara. It wouldn't make any difference. In both cases, they would not fast. Because by tzibi, not matriach, by tzibi is selev vezemasna. Mashenkin, if you hold of the Rosh's svara was that by tzibi there's a chi of lohaydis ulahalal, so that's of course only if they get saved from the tzara. If the tzara goes away, then because of the chi of lohaydis ulahalal, then they don't have to complete the fast. Mashen kein, if let's say chas v'shom fakeh, the tzara came, now it's too late. That's what they were afraid of happened. So there's no point in fasting anymore. A tzibur would also have to fast just like a yachid. So if the chilek of the yachid and the tzibur is because the yachid you're not matriach, you're matriach, a tzibur you're not matriach. Or because the yachid you say dvarim shalevet and dvarim by tzibur say lei vezemasna. Those chilukim would apply. Saif the tzara, they got saif in the tzara. Saif chas v'shom, they got the tzara. Mashenkin, if the vart, the chilti yachid and tzibur is, because the tzibur is a chiv v'haydus ulahal, that's a vad only if they get safe from the tzara. But if the tzibur got the tzara, they would still have to fast. Thus state in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham is medayik from the Shulchan Aruch that stafk of the tzibur was nenu, like the rush. Stafk of the tzibur was answered, and that's the lashon of the Rambam. So he says v'nenu, he doesn't say mace. So since it's stafk of the tzibur was answered, mashenkin, if the punishment came chas v'shalom, so then the tzibur would have to fast. But it brings from the Levush, it holds of the other time that a tzibur not matriach or lev bez namasna, where in that case, even if the tzara happened, you would say that and the tzibur would not fast. Those are the two shittas. The Mishnah Berurah brings them both down, he's not machriya. But that's also machloikis legabe the tzibur. Legabe the yachid, everyone's maskim, that even if he died, that's what Rashi says mefurish in the Rush, that the yachid does have to be mashlim. The Gvur Sari Tainis, that according to the Ravitz Pshat, that the reason why the Yachid is Misana is because he still is in midst of the Tzara, but he still could still use Yeshua from the Tzara, as opposed to Geshamim, where the Tzara is completely gone. So Zag the Gvur Sari Lefiz there, if the Chayla died, so then there's no Makan to be fast anymore. Why should he fast? The Chayla is dead already. There's absolutely no Makan for it. So the Gvura Seri holds that according to the Ravid, even a Yachid, Ravid's anyway not Mechalak at all between a Yachid and a Tzibur, and according to the Ravid, even a Yachid, if as long as the Tzara happened and there's no Makam to David anymore, they would not fast. Chaya good Svar, the Mi'iri Lamaisa says according to the Ravid also you should continue fasting because it's Negev for the rest of his family they shouldn't die. It's Arachim Bezat. Gvura Seri sounds more Mestaba. But the Rishayim on Mechalak between Yachid and Tzibur, they would nemon that by Yachid, like Rashi says, by Yachid, that's klar that they would fast. It doesn't make a difference if the Chayla got Nisrapi or the Chayla died, by Yachid he would zichah fast. And by Tzibur, it depends on the time, like the time of the Rush, even a Tzibur would fast. Like the time of the Rishayim and the Magid Mishnah, a Tzibur would not fast. I saw in the Arsameach and Jusanta Kasha, he wanted a nemon like would be Mashman the Ravid, that by Yachid also, if he dies, you don't fast. It's only if it's Nisrape that you still fast, but if he dies, you don't fast. And he wants to bring a Raya from Navi, from the story of David HaMelech. It says by David HaMelech, after he took Bathsheba, and Bathsheba became pregnant from him, and Nasan and Navi came to give him Musar, and then when they had the child, the first child they had, the child got sick. So it says that David fasted, and they wanted to get him to eat, and he wasn't asking him to eat, he was fasting. And then after 7 days, the child died, and they were scared to tell him the child died, because they were scared that he'll be all upset. When they told him the child died, so he said, okay, fine. And he got up, and it says, he went and he davened, and he ate and he drank. And they asked him, how come beforehand you were fasting when he was sick, and now that he's dead, you're eating and drinking? So David HaMelech answered that when he was sick, I thought maybe I could change the Gzeirah. I thought maybe Hashem will have Rachmanis. Mashenki, now it's too late. He's dead. He's not trying to change the Gzeirah. So why should I fast? So the Arsameach asks, you see clearly that when the child dies, you don't finish the fast. You see clearly he didn't fast when the child dies. So you see a riot to the Ravid, not like the Rishayim, not like Rashi and the Rosh, that say that even when he fasts, the Yachid is Mashlim Matainis. And Jusanta Kasha, but I don't hear the hechrich for the kasha, because I don't see clearly in the psukim that Bechlal David was mekabel tainis. It just says that he fasted for davening and that it doesn't say clearly he was mekabel tainis. And even in Tim Salami you were going to say that Avadi had to be mekabel tainis because otherwise he didn't have a din tainis. But I don't see clearly in the psukim that he ate the same day that he fasted. It just says that after the child died he ate. It didn't say exactly when. It doesn't say he ate right away. It just says that he ate. It could be he was already at the end of the day. It could be he was already finished the fast, and that's why he ate. But even I don't see the hechek for the kasha b'chlal.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.